بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: من قرأ القرآن لم يرد إلى أرذل العمر، وذلك قوله تعالى: ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. قال: الذين قرأوا القرآن. رواه الحاكم وقال صحيح الإسناد. عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما cousin of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, whom Allah had blessed with deep understanding of the Quran Kareem, says a very profound statement that the person, and this is in light of preparing and anxiously awaiting the coming of the month of Ramadan, and one of the great means is to have this love and attachment, reciting Quran Kareem abundantly and punctually. He says that the one who recites the Quran Kareem abundantly, referring here the one who reads, memorizes it, but also one who recites it with punctuality throughout one's life, then one great benefit even in this world, that person is protected from reaching a senile age. That even in old age, physically a person may become weak, incapacitated, but the mind is kept fresh, safe and sound through the barakah of the Qur'an Kareem. And he recites a verse of the Qur'an Kareem to prove this, where Allah Ta'ala says that we have created men in the best of shapes, but in old age they are returned to become senile, like they were in childhood, becoming weak, etc. But he says, Allah Ta'ala, where Allah Ta'ala says, the exception are those who have iman and do good deeds will be protected. And he says, what is meant here is that those who recite the Qur'an Kareem abundantly. So one great benefit of reciting the Qur'an is that the mind remains protected until a person departs from this world. Allah Ta'ala give us this tawfiq, inshallah, to have this love and attachment with the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Also a reminder that the Shab Guzari that normally takes place on Friday nights will take place tonight at the Markaz, inshallah. Very, very important program. Some senior elders who have dedicated their entire lives to deen will be rendering very, very important advices tonight at the Markaz, inshallah. Let's try and take benefit of the situation, inshallah.